Well, on that note, we're going to talk about sunscreen because this year's first round of sunscreen testing by Consumer New Zealand has some casualties, as usual, and they're repeat offenders, actually, from last year. Those brands which failed to meet their protection claims are Natural Instinct Invisible Natural Sunscreen, Asuken Suncare Sheer Touch Facial Sunscreen Untinted, and Banana Boat Daily Protect Sunscreen Lotion. It's a mouthful. Unlike Australia, there's no mandatory standard for sunscreens in New Zealand. Consumer New Zealand senior writer Belinda Castles joins me now. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning.
Okay, let's just go through some of the culprits here that have failed again. Give us the biggest culprit, I guess.
Well, yeah, you've mentioned the product, so I won't go through that mouthful again. So they all didn't meet their label claims last year as well, which is obviously disappointing. I suppose a positive is they have retested them because some of them were relying on labs from America that have been discredited recently. So they're just not meeting their label claims in our independent testing.
Mm. So when they say they have a 50 SPF rating of 50, what are we seeing here that it's more like 40?
Well, the Banana Boat, for example, had an SPF of 34.2, so it's still high. So it still gives you high protection, but it's claiming to be very high. So, you know, it's a fair trading issue. It's misleading consumers about what they're buying. It's not an unsafe product. You know, we don't want to alarm consumers that it's not safe, but it's not true to label.
They dispute that, though, would they? They would say that that your research, they have an issue with it, do they?
Well, yeah, of course, industry would have an issue with it, but we have used the independent accredited lab overseas. There is one issue with sunscreen testing is it is tested on humans, so there is obviously always going to be a little bit of variability within the test results, but it's the same result we got last year, you know, very consistent. And that's part of the reason we're campaigning for regular testing is that we want companies to be testing their products, not every 6, 7, 8 years. You know, we want them to be tested a lot more regularly than that so consumers can be, you know, sure that they're getting what's claimed on the label.
Absolutely. Belinda Castles from Consumer New Zealand. Thank you very much.